Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome. It's the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Skies of blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer as many of those questions as you have. And we'll do everything we can to help you out on that. And you know, the southern part of New England is starting to get hit by the tropical storm or the hurricane at this point. I know it's going to be making its way up into Massachusetts as the day goes on. Looking like lots of rain. Lots of rain, thunderstorms, they're all headed this way. It's actually, you know, watching this weather storm kind of goes all the way into Pennsylvania. And then if you really look into some of the depth of it, parts of it, it's a little disconnected, actually, all the way on the outskirts of North Carolina and South Carolina. It's a pretty big storm on its way headed towards, you know, the rest of New England. But we'll see how it goes. We've you know, could definitely, and a lot of the parts of the northern part of New England could definitely use some of the rain, help get rid of some of that drought a bit. And it was up in part of northern, not northern Maine, but I'll call it northern Maine yesterday and for a few days. And you could definitely tell they hadn't had as much rain as the rest of southern New England. So it definitely, you know, eye-opening when you get up there, seeing how dry some things are compared to down here. Not that far away, right? But this storm hopefully should bring some rain to those areas as well. Try and help get back a little bit, because looking at you know, the weather for the next few days, it's looking, you know, obviously rain today, some tomorrow, and then we're going to get into the 90s again midweek, then drop back down, it looks like. But as I say every week, that 15-day forecast, you never know, because a week ago when we were talking, the hurricane was not coming towards us. It was going out to sea. So things change quickly with the weather, and that's kind of what we look to do and figure out so that we can plan our gardens and plan our lawns, etc. So hopefully we'll start to settle in with some of this weather after that warm weather that's coming this week. I've tried a few times to be able to spray in the yard here for mosquitoes, right? There's been so many, but some of the days it's going to rain, and then some of the other days it's above 85, 90 degrees, and I don't want to be burning anything. So it's been a interesting season when it comes to being able to do a few of those things, right? So much rain, can't spray really much of anything. And then when it's not raining, it's too hot. So I know I noticed it. I know a lot of other people are noticing the amount of mosquitoes that are out there right now. We were, the girls and I were out in our yard, I'd say like Tuesday night. And we, my youngest daughter, Ella, said, let's look at the clouds and see for shapes. So all three of us laid down and we're looking in the clouds and, you know, we were watching the clouds and then we kind of noticed there's dragonflies everywhere. I mean, we counted at least 18 dragonflies all right above us. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. That, you know, I've never seen it as that. And, you know, quick Google search says right there and right then and there, if you have a large amount of dragonflies, that means it's basically a mosquito breeding ground right in that area. You know, so they're kind of hovering over trying to get the mosquitoes. So nature's telling us how much there's there, even though we already knew the mosquitoes were there. But it was kind of cool just to learn something like that. But at the same time, just kind of, you know, never seen that many in the same spot. But they were just everywhere. They were, you know, right above, probably about like 15, 20 feet up. But it was cool to see all these dragonflies going around, and you could see that they'd like kind of swoop down, looking like they were grabbing something. So it was actually really cool, something I didn't realize. Something I learned the other day, and it was cool to show the girls what it, you know, what it meant. We'll see if it sticks, but that's for another day. But it's interesting to see all these things that nature tells us, right? Nature's, we don't need to have all these things. There's natural things out there. The dragonflies, you know, having so many of them obviously means there's tons of mosquitoes, but that means they're feeding on them as well. So we want to keep the dragonflies. We want to keep those beneficial insects, right? So that keeps us thinking about what we put into, you know, our soil, into the lawn, into the weeds, those types of things, right? So we try to think about the circle of life, if you will, but, you know, more for what you're doing with some of the beneficial insects at the same time. So kind of just try to keep an eye out for those things. Spray at certain times. Do certain, you know, take certain precautions. So if anyone has some questions, we got plenty of time today, but our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we got plenty of time out there to answer as many of your gardening questions today as possible. I know, like I said, some of us are going to get some rain, and then later on in the day, it'll move north, and you'll be getting some of that rain, not really be able to get out into the garden for, looks like, a day or two, but we'll be able to enjoy it. I know with all some warm weather that we had the few days prior, this would be a nice little relief for a little bit. But usually with all this rain comes the muggy weather and more mosquitoes. I'm telling you, they just won't go away. But with the warm weather coming, it looks like I said, could be the end of it. Let's see. We'll see. We're you know, almost the end of August. Usually we'll get one more peak in September where it gets real warm. And then it will kind of fade down like normal. So this is the time of year where we start reseeding lawns, redoing lawns, taking care of some of those issues that we couldn't during the hot, hot sun, hot weather, right? So a lot of us are starting to think about, all right, we're going to renovate the lawn. You know, or, you know, we've worked on the lawn, it's stayed green, it's done well, but this is the time where grubs start to come back up, right? Where we start to look at using some of those instant grub killers versus that season long that we've had there. You know, some that some of those grubs that made it through our season long killer, our season long controls, right? So those are some of the things we're starting to be thinking about, because the end of August means, you know, planting season again. They always, you know, in the retail industry, in the garden center industry, they always talk about fall is for planting. You know, first, you know, you kind of looked at it, you thought it was like a gimmick, thought it was something to get people into the stores. But then when you really, really look deep into it, you kind of actually understand why. You know, a lot of these plants, a lot of the lawn, the garden, those types of things start focusing on root systems. They start focusing on getting a deeper root system, which means they can last longer, stay longer. So we can discuss that more as the show goes on, because I definitely think it's important. We're really in, this is like the start of fall planting. I know fall doesn't start for another month, but like I've been saying for a couple weeks here, we're getting to that point where it's the season to start planting. So let's think about it. Let's talk about it as we go on today. If anybody has any questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Esfoma, the company that makes Folitone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. So Nathan, who's up first?
Valerie is in Massachusetts.
Valerie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I am growing cabbage, and I noticed the heads were forming very nicely, and all of a sudden they had holes in the leaves. So I sprinkled it with 7 and walked away, come back 2 days later, and the head burst open, and it's all black and gooey. And what did I do wrong?
I don't believe you did anything wrong at this point. It's a lot to do with an insect or some the amount of rain that we had this summer that has a little bit to do with it. When it opened up, did you see any insects in it, or was it all just gooey?
It was just gooey. It was like it molded inside.
And that's probably most likely what happened, was it was a mildew, too much of the rain from earlier in the season doing this. But you said there were holes on the top first?
Yeah, there were wormholes, cabbage wormholes.
Yeah.
In the outer leaves.
Okay,
the heads were in good shape, and just the leaves had holes in them. So I just sprinkled a little bit of 7 all around it, and then it just split right open, and where it split open, it went, maybe 4 or 5 layers of just black gooey.
Yeah, and so sometimes what happens is the combination. So when insects tend to come into a plant when it's weaker, right? And so that inside could have been happening at the same exact time as like a cabbage worm. And the fungus like this happening. If it goes that first 5 or 6 layers, is it on all of them, or is it on just like a corner, or is it?
Well, it's split right down the middle from one side to the other.
I'm sorry,
I meant
if you have multiple cabbage, is it all the cabbage that it's affected, or is it just like 1 or 2 on the corner?
It's one section of the garden.
Okay. Because what I'd like to see you do is take a look at the other ones just a little bit deeper, kind of peel back some of the leaves on the ones that don't look infected at this point. And what I'd like to see you do is the ones that are really affected, you know, you're probably going to have to take them out to kind of slow down any of this fungus moving on. I'd be looking to get a product along the lines of like a copper fungicide, maybe even neem oil. Neem oil So neem oil might be work for you. And what I would do is, you know, go through the other cabbage that don't look affected. Kind of peel back a little bit to see if you're seeing any of this brown underneath there. If it's not, what I'd like to see you do is with some of the other ones, remove what you can and then spray with that neem oil, because it's not only like an insecticide, it also has fungicide capabilities. So any of the browning that could be headed that way, try to really spray it to help prevent them and help them. Because what's happened with all the rain that we had in July, and then we'll get some rain here, but after following rain, we're getting a lot of humidity and a lot of heat. And what's happening is that's causing funguses to form very quickly with something along these cabbages. So that's why I want you to use that neem oil, because the neem can help prevent some of it with the others. It's about trying to get ahead of the rest of it and cleaning it up a little bit.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, Valerie. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And one of the things that just happens this time of year with all the rain we've been having all season is we're starting to see some of these funguses really happen. The humidity that comes with these storms afterwards is really doing some damage. Give us a call if you have any questions. 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. ABC's Martha Raddatz interviewed Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on This Week. He says we're going to look at every way to evacuate Afghanistan.
And that most capable military in the world is going to make sure that that airfield remains secure and safe. We're going to look at every way, every means possible to get American citizens, third country nationals, special immigrant visa applicants into the airfield.
Bipartisan lawmakers with military backgrounds on Friday took part in a roundtable to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, urging the White House to extend their evacuation efforts beyond the Kabul airport, while arguing the August 31st deadline was helping fuel the chaos on the ground. The president faces growing criticism amid a flurry of reports and images of pandemonium and occasional violence outside Kabul airport. This is USA Radio News.
Multiple House Democratic centrists have fielded calls from their caucus's campaign arm that they took as a warning they would be cut off financially if they opposed the party's $3.5 trillion budget framework, according to two people familiar with the conversations. Nearly a dozen members are demanding to first vote on the Senate-passed infrastructure bill. A Colorado black father delivered a stirring speech denouncing critical race theory during a school board meeting last week. Derek Wilburn stole the show and garnered a standing ovation from other parents.
I'm neither oppressed nor a victim. I travel all across this country of ours. And I check into hotels, and I fly commercially, and I walk into retail establishments, and I order food in restaurants. I go wherever I want, whenever I want. I am treated with kindness, dignity, and respect.
After the rousing monologue, the board members voted to ban critical race theory in the school district. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time for you to give us a call so we can try and help you out with any of your gardening problems. Now, during the break, I was looking a little bit more into, some cabbage going-ons, right, with as we were talking with Valerie, how, you know, the top kind of did that first couple layers. So another possibility, you know, could be that cabbage soft rot, where, you know, after a few days of rain, the first outer type leaves start to wilt. Things like that, they'll start to just almost decompose. So, you know, obviously this is something that comes with a lot of rain, a lot of rainy season. You know, what can you do to prevent it? I mean, it's not as easy when it comes to a cabbage as like a tomato to thin out some of the leaves, right? You'll thin out some of the leaves over the top, but what you really need to look at is the soil. Looking at making sure that when it rains or when you use a sprinkler or, you know, instead of using a sprinkler over the top, we're watering the soil. The soil maybe put some mulch around it so when it does rain, it, you know, holds the rain in. And this, when it's just straight soil sometimes, it creates a splash. Right, and it comes back up onto the cabbage. It's you know, kind of like what we talk about for the tomatoes. We want to thin those lower leaves out so the airflow can get through, water doesn't sit. Well, with this, we need to take a look at what to do. And so, you know, avoid using sprinklers when it comes to some of these plants when we've had so much rain, because we've had all this rain, the water kind of sits around, and then we use sprinklers right after that because after the rain it becomes warm. And so water's sitting on top in the humidity and creating rot like this. So that's another thing to be looking at. One other thing, I usually mention, and I did not mention this time, with something along the lines of like the cabbage when it has rotting like that. You know, if you have a compost pile, don't throw the leaves in there. Kind of get rid of those leaves. And then, you know, think about, you know, does this happen? Is this the first year? Is this the second year? What's kind of happened? Let's think about crop rotation, moving them to another part of the garden for next year. You know, so that would be something to be thinking about, right? The other thing is cleaning up that area, still managing to take care of the fungus, if it's the, you know, the fungus there with everything. Once you've removed the plant, kind of spray with that either copper fungicide or neem oil to try and help it, because sometimes this disease, this rot, these types can just sit in the soil, and it doesn't always overwinter, but it might, right? So we want to just try to prevent it going forward. So it's not just about getting rid of what's there. It's about preventing for future. And again, that would be on anything we use in the garden. In the garden, you know, if we have some issues with fungus, you know, making sure once we've removed it, you kind of spray a little bit of the soil. I tend to use the organics on that, you know, something along the lines of a copper fungicide to really just get rid of anything that might just be sitting there. So that's just something that we haven't really talked about, the after effects on some of that. We kind of, you know, we talk about how to fix an issue, but we don't always talk about how to prevent future. You know, we have had the discussions in regards to, you know, crop rotation, but it's not, you know, just about that in a lot of these things that we do. So definitely keep in mind, you know, not just crop rotation, but other things that we can do to help prevent going forward. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we definitely have plenty of time to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. It's starting to, I'm seeing here and there out the window, the wind picking up just a little bit. I'm not sure what it's going to do, right? With this, the hurricane. We haven't really had a hurricane with a direct hit in this area since Hurricane Bob. It's funny, they were, you know, it was all over the news that it was, I can't remember if it was 30 years, or 20 years, but I think it was 30 years, on the 19th. So it's interesting how it happens and comes around the same time. Obviously, you know, it's that time of season, so these things are going to happen on around the same dates if possible. So definitely interesting to look at, but we'll see how it goes the rest of the day. I know the southern part of New England and Pennsylvania, like I said, are getting hit. And when I was watching it, it was moving west a little bit. So we'll see how it goes. There's part of me that says, I want to get hit by this hurricane. And there's part of me like, I don't want to have to deal with all the extras, and I don't want anybody to get hurt, all those things, right? You know, the fun of just being like, oh, it was a hurricane. But I don't want anything bad to happen. So we'll hope that it dissipates a little bit and goes from there. This isn't like a snowstorm where we can just clean up afterwards easily. But that's what's going to consume this area for the next couple days. Tons and tons of rain. Let's hope that it does get to the rain aspect, gets to the northern part of New England, like I was saying, because there is still a lot of dry conditions up there. Now, we do have another call on the line, so we'll get back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Jackie is in Dreckett.
Jackie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Listen, I have a poinsettia that's going to be like 3 years old this Christmas. It was only one of those little $5 things someone gave me as a little hostess gift. Anyway, it's doing quite well, but I didn't know when I should start putting a bag over or put it in the dock. To get the red leaves.
Yep, no, definitely. We're getting to that time frame. It's like an 8-week span. that you need to have this happen, and it's usually like you're looking to like 14 hours of dark, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking like October 1st-ish, maybe a little bit earlier if you're looking to push it, but it needs it for 8 weeks, right? So 8 weeks of time. So say you want it for Christmas. Let's just throw that date out there. So Christmas is the 25th. You probably want to have it flowering a little bit before so you can enjoy it, and it's not just on Christmas. So we'll count back 8 weeks from, let's call it the, we'll call it like the 17th. Yeah, so 17th. Yeah, so 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So we're looking, right around Columbus Day. When you're going to want to start it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll look at like October 11th as the day that you would start the dark period for your poinsettia.
Mm-hmm.
You can, put the bag over it. A lot of people will even put it like in a closet, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you don't usually open as much. But you're looking for 14 hours of complete uninterrupted darkness. So it's not like a, 14-hour span over the day. It's 14 hours straight. Maybe it's getting in at dusk. So it's in that room as the day gets dark. Then it gets all overnight, and then you have a few hours during the day outside of the closet. So, again, it's like eight weeks, but we're about like a month and a half, almost 2 months. And it's more like a month and a half at this point before. Care for it the same way you normally would on the other days, making sure it gets watered, those things. We're not trying to stress the plant out. When it comes to its root system, we're trying to stress the plant out to bloom again.
Right. It's triple the size since I had it, and I could not believe it. I thought it would be trash, within a month or two, because I've always had some poinsettias, and that was a long time ago. But needless to say, so the 14 hours during the daylight, and then I can take it off probably at night.
Well, so I'd want you to start towards dusk. So,
During the day, let it be.
Yes.
Whatever, because it's close. It's about 2 feet, 3 feet away from a corner window. So it does get the westerly sun in the afternoon.
Yeah,
east-west.
Yeah, so I'd be looking to do it towards the end of the day. So, because what will also happen, right, is the darkness outside. There's no chance of some sunlight coming through as easily through if you say you left it in the area and put a bag over the top of it or like a paper bag to keep it dark.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If it's during the day, that bag can still heat up, right? So that's why they say at night it's extra dark, because it's even if it's in a room that you're in during the day and the light at night and the lights are on.
Mm-hmm.
That can affect it as well. So that's why, a lot of people just kind of put it in the closet or like a basement for the night. It gets that really dark period. It almost wants to be in pitch black. So that's the best way to do it. And then, 14 hours, there's, an extra 10 hours. There's 10 hours left in the day. So, depending upon what time you start.
Right.
You could start at 6 p.m., let's say, and go until 8 a.m.
in the morning. Yep.
Exactly. And, it's not like exactly 14 hours. It's between like 14 and 16 hours. So if one day, you get busy and you don't take it off until it's been like 16 hours, not a big deal. It's a time frame. We kind of look at like the in-between here, and 14 hours is going to really help it for that 8 weeks at this point.
Right. By October, it'll be dark at 6 o'clock at night anyways.
Yeah, definitely. It should be even before that. So you can start earlier. But it'll definitely help it, and it just, you know, like I was saying, it doesn't like stress the plant out, but it stresses to the plant. Mm-hmm. We got to get that flower coming here.
Right.
So it's definitely worth it. I mean, poinsettias, you know, well, they start off with some of these small ones, and they can get huge. In Mexico, they're tree form, basically. Mm-hmm. Where they came from, it's, you know, they're on the side of the road, 8, 10, 12 feet tall. So
I've seen them.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that we can have something like that up here at the same time.
Okay, I understand what I'm going to do now.
All right, Jackie. Well, good luck, and thank you for the phone call. You have a great rest of your day.
You also. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. Give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610.
800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time left in the show to call. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help out. And it's great to have that question from Jackie about poinsettias, because I tend to forget about it until it's too late, right? I'm almost thinking, all right, you know, when is it time to do that poinsettia? And I'm like, oh, it's November. Oh, all right, I should have talked about this at this point, right? Because you don't really think about the poinsettias until it's too late, if you will. So, you know, that's one of the things that thinking about at this point can really help out, is just thinking ahead, thinking to the next season. So instead of just, you know, thinking about the one you're in, thinking about what else we can do and get to that next season. So, you know, that's something to think about, something to put on our calendar, and almost kind of say each year around Columbus Day, that's when we're going to create the dark period for our amaryllis. You know, that's kind of the time frame. You kind of build that calendar year after year with what you've done and how, when you will do it each season. So that you can, you know, just know what's going on and say, all right, this is what I need to do at this point. And that's where, you know, I've had, I have a book, it's in storage at this point, I gotta find it, but, that has, you know, a daily to-do list. If you were to ask me the name of the book right now, I couldn't tell you. But I think it has like 365 days of planting, something along those lines, or to do with the garden. And it just kind of, you build that calendar as you go on. It's not just about,
You know, we talk so much about IPM, which is integrated pest management, you know, figuring out how to prevent insects and those types of things. It's about when you start to do certain things. You know, when do you start to pull the, you know, say you got an amaryllis that you're looking to get going, right? You know, right now it needs that cool period of time where, you know, it might have a couple months of that cold, that cool, just dry area. You know, sometimes once they need to rest, if it's a, you know, second year for your amaryllis, they can, some of them can rest for like 2 to 5 months, and then you bring them out and they start going. So if you haven't started that with your amaryllis, you know, right now is a good time to do it for 2 months so that you can get that really to pop and push through for Christmas. So, you know, I hate to say let's start thinking about Christmas, but there are, you know, a number of those things that we should be thinking about now to get ahead and to get what we're looking for at that time of year. Because that's the, you know, being ahead of it is huge. It's knowing what's going to happen, knowing what's going to be done, etc. Now, you know, Christmas at this point is, you know, it's 125 days and, you know, nobody's counting. But that's 4 months, right? So if you were to put your amaryllis in, you know, a cooler period, a darkening period where it's resting, in that dry location, you stop watering it, you stop doing all those things. 2 months, maybe 3 months from now, you know, 90 days, that gives you 30 days to be ready for Christmas. So that's another thing to be thinking about. Say you had the amaryllis out, you know, it bloomed for you last year, and the flowers went by, leaves came back, did all the summer type things, and obviously didn't flower again. But it's at that point now where we want to let it rest. So what do? We stop watering. We put it in an area where it's going to stay cooler, a dry location, and away from bright light. So a lot of people will put it in like a basement or a garage, that type of thing. And then let all the leaves kind of fade away. Plant goes dormant. And then 3 months from then, we bring it back out and start again. We can go into that more as the day goes on. But if you have some questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.